Sorry,
I just want to talk for 2 minutes about Sarbatevis. I just want to talk for 2 minutes about Asara Bateves. Asara Bateves is probably the hardest fast day to get into. It's Bayis Rishon, and it is a siege. Like, a siege doesn't seem, to be the worst thing ever. It's not like people are dying, etc. It's the very beginning of the process. The siege, the psukim in Sefer Melachim Beis Perkof Hei, it went on for 2 years. So at the very beginning, at least, it's not that bad. So why is it that Asar Bateves is a fast day? So it's not so pashut. It happens if you look in Sefer Yechezkel Perkof Dalet. So Yechezkel HaNovi, who is the Novi in Chutz La'aretz, Yechezkel HaNovi is told by the Ribbono Shel Olam, write down this date, the 10th day of the 10th month. And this is the day that Melech Bavel is going to besiege Yerushalayim. And then he gives a whole mashal that you put meat into the pot, and you put a lot of water in it, and you start to cook it, and you start to cook it, and you start to cook it. And then eventually you take pieces of the meat out piece by piece, and you take the bones out of the pot, and the bones become like the kindling for the fire. And then you end up not just cooking the meat to become edible, but you end up burning all the meat, making the meat totally destroyed. And this, says Yechezkel HaNovi, is the mashal for the Churban. Right? Yechezkel Perkof Dalet, Psukim Aleph through Yadalet. Yechezkel is probably getting at the fact that Klal Yisrael was saying, Hi hasir v'anachnu habasar. Klal Yisrael and Yechezkel Perkof Yud Aleph is saying that we're the meat, and there's a pot. Yerushalayim is a pot. Yerushalayim is going to protect us. And not only is it going to protect us, but we can end up better off from this experience of being cooked. The meat becomes more geschmack. It gets better off. So Klal Yisrael is saying we're protected and we're going to be better off. Acharei kechol hakol. But Yechezkel HaNovi says, you know what? You think it's going to be better off. And you think that there's a lot of time. And in fact, there is a lot of time. There's 2 years. And we're going to put, or 18 months, and we're going to put water into the pot. And the cooking is a very slow process. And it's a very slow process, probably to tell you to do tshuva. And it's a slow process that involves taking pieces of meat, right? The Navi says that, Esof nisachecha eleha, kol nesach tov yaret v'kaseif. Take the good piece by piece. You take him out of the pot. You throw him to the side. But ultimately, there is destruction. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us a lot of time. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us the fire is already burning. But we don't do tshuva. And as a result, that's why there's destruction of Yerushalayim. We had time. So one of the points I think to make about Asara Bateves is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing us a favor. He's giving us a lot of water in the pot. And he's giving us an opportunity to really improve and to make the water and to make that meat much more geschmack. But we don't listen and we don't do tshuva over this time period. So memela, that's what leads to the korban. So the reason why you fast on Asara Bateves is you're fasting to some extent on the missed opportunity, and you're fasting because the pitgam ha'amami, the thing that people are saying of hi hasir v'anachnu habasar, that people continue to believe it, even after each piece of meat is thrown out, even after the fire gets bigger and bigger, because the bones end up serving as additional kindling, still, we don't do tshuva. That, I think, is one mahalach of Asar Bateves. Another mahalach of Asar Bateves, which is somewhat connected, is a sicha that Reb Aaron Nachmanstein Zichron Lavracha gave. And Reb Aaron pointed out, like, what's so difficult about Asar B'Tevis? It's the beginning of the siege. There's machlekes in Rosh Hashanah Daf Yud Ches. One of the Tanoim, Reb Shimon, says that we should fast on the fifth day of Tevis, because the fifth day of Tevis is the day that the Jews in Bavel actually heard that Yerushalayim was besieged. And it would make sense that that should really be a fast day, because we have a halach in Hilchos Avelos that you tear kriya b'shas chimam. When you hear really bad news, that's the moment you tear kriya. So what's the pshat that we keep Asar B'Tevis, which is like the beginning of a process, and it's the beginning of a siege? It doesn't seem so bad. Why is it that we fast? So Baran answers that in Hilchos Tshuva and Parakei, so the Rambam tells us that there is a din that midarke hatshuva, you have to look not only at the averus that you do, but you have to look at the root causes. You have to look at the bad midos that you have, the anger and the gaiva that led to so many of your averus. You don't just do tshuva for the actual, for those specific actions. You do tshuva for the bad midos that caused those actions. And to a certain extent, that's what Asar B'Tevis is. Asar B'Tevis is going back in time. And it's saying, what caused the Churban? What caused the Churban is there was a siege, and we have hot water in that pot, and we have a lot of time, and we don't do tshuva. What causes the Churban, when all is said and done, is looking back, and it's saying, you know what? You got to analyze those causes of the ultimate, of the ultimate destruction. So I would say that that's the yesod that we're talking about today. The reason why we fast in the Asar B'Tevis is taka, because it's really not that bad. But we fast because it's the beginning of the Puranas. Just like a similar idea is that Rabbi Yochanan writes in Maseches Tanis that if he would be alive, he would have made the fast day on 10th day of Av, because that's when the Rove of the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed. He made it on the 9th day, because that's the Haskalas HaPuranos. And I think it's important to try to think of what is the Haskalas HaPuranos. What are the things that led us to where we are, personally, as a community, etc. I think those are the lessons of Asar B'Tevis, and we should go and daven Mincha.